Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Pádraig.
Good morning to you, Audrey. Novak Djokovic cruised into the French Open second round to start his bid for a record 25th Grand Slam crown. The sixth-seeded Serbian, fresh from his title win in Geneva last week, the 100th of his career, easily saw off American Mackenzie McDonald in straight sets on the same Roland Garros court that he claimed singles gold at the Paris Olympics last year. Now, so much attention will focus on Djokovic's attempt to win that 25th Grand Slam, but BBC tennis correspondent Russell Fuller is of the view that he's already cemented his place as the best.
I don't think the hunt for number 25 adds enormous pressure to him, because I think it's a slightly artificial target, given that he's trying to beat the all-time record of Grand Slams, which he currently shares with Margaret Court. I'm not saying he wouldn't want to do it, and if he gets to the semi-finals and finals, clearly it's going to be in his mind. I just think that he is, in the Open era, now ahead of anybody else who's played the game. And he's 38 years of age. So I don't necessarily think that he's putting a lot of pressure on himself to chase this number 25, or the last 20 years have been for nothing. But of course he would love to win it. And I'm sure he still believes he can win it. Whether he thinks he's got a realistic chance of winning here, I'm not sure. But Wimbledon is just around the corner, and that has to be his big target of the summer.
That's Russell Fuller. A big interest soccer game has been announced for Dublin this summer. Leeds United will face Italian giants AC Milan at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday the 9th of August. The match will serve as part of Leeds' preparations before they return to Premier League football the following week. It'll be the first time that Leeds have played in Dublin in almost a decade. Chelsea are in Poland for tonight's UEFA Conference League final against Spanish side Real Betis. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock. Former champion Primoz Roglic abandoned the Giro d'Italia after a crash on a slippery descent in yesterday's 16th stage. Mexico's Isaac Del Torre still holds the leader's pink jersey, but with a much reduced lead of 26 seconds. Ticket prices for the Munster hurling final have increased by €5 for the second year in a row. Stand tickets for the clash of Limerick and Cork will cost €50, with a spot on the terrace costing €40. Stand tickets are €10 dearer than the Leinster hurling final, and strong interest is already being reported in the 20,000 free tickets for children that are being made available by the Leinster Council for their final. Tonight, Tyrone bid for a third All-Ireland Under-20 football title in 4 years when they face Louth at the Boxit Athletic Grounds in Armagh. The Irish Boxing Association has announced details of an elite tournament in Belfast early next month. A host of Olympians are set to take part, including Dana Moorhouse, Jenny Lehan, Aoife O'Rourke, Dean Clancy and Jack Marley. The event will help select the Irish squad for September's World Championships in Liverpool. Warren Gatland has taken up an advisory role with Uruguayan rugby 3 months after ending his second spell as Wales head coach. And finally, in racing, jockey Sean Flanagan and trainer Barry Connell teamed up for a double at last night's meeting in Ballinrobe. Tannery Park stayed on well to land the handicap hurdle, and Net Boy survived a blunder at the final flight to take the maiden hurdle.
Pádraig, thank you. We'll see you in an hour.